forever by my side.
Hey, you're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sand Point, Alaska.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Presidents Trump and Emmanuel Macron of France have just concluded their talks at the White House, reaffirming their close alliance, but divided over the path to ending Russia's war in Ukraine, which began 3 years ago today. Macron is pushing for security guarantees in Ukraine peace talks.
Let's try to get something first which can be assessed, checked and verified. And let's be sure that we build sufficient guarantees on the short run. And this is where we are ready to be engaged. As for France, a lot of my European colleagues are ready to be engaged.
President Trump says he is the leader who can close a deal between Ukraine and Russia.
Tremendous distrust on both sides. That's why it's good that I'm coming in now. But I think it's to the very much benefit of Russia to make a deal.
He has said the same of Ukraine. Earlier, Trump noted that he expected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to visit the White House soon to sign a deal over U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals. A federal judge has temporarily stopped the Education Department and the Office of Personnel Management from sharing sensitive information with Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. NPR's Alyssa Netwarney reports a decision says the access appears to breach federal privacy laws.
In the 33-page ruling granting a two-week restraining order, the judge said the government had yet to prove why they needed to access the sensitive information, which includes social security numbers, dates of birth, home addresses, income and assets, citizenship status, and disability status. The lawsuit was brought by one of the largest teachers' unions, student loan recipients, and veterans who receive government benefits. In addition to blocking information related to student loan borrowers, it also bars OPM, the government's HR department, from sharing federal employees' personal information with DOGE. The administration will have additional opportunities to prove it does need this data as the lawsuit plays out. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.
The Vatican says Pope Francis's condition has slightly improved. NPR's Jason DeRose reports that news comes after a respiratory crisis over the weekend.
The Vatican press office says Pope Francis has exhibited no new episodes of asthma-like symptoms. His doctors are concerned with what they describe as mild kidney insufficiency. Francis continues to be on oxygen, although clinicians have reduced the high levels he was administered over the weekend. Doctors say the clinical situation is complex, and they're not yet giving a prognosis. The Vatican says Pope Francis received the Eucharist this morning and resumed work in the afternoon. In the evening, he spoke with the priest of the parish in Gaza, as he has throughout the war. Jason DeRose, NPR News.
U.S. stocks have ended the day mixed, with the Nasdaq closing down 237 points. The Dow was up 33. This is NPR News. Grammy Award-winning artist Roberta Flack has died. She's perhaps best known for 70s chart-topping hits that have endured, such as Killing Me Softly with his song and The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Ever I saw your face.
Roberta Flack's death was confirmed by her publicist today. The singer-songwriter was 88 years old. NBC Nightly News anchor Lester Holt announced today he is stepping down this summer after a decade in the role. NPR's David Folkenflik reports the change takes place against the backdrop of continuing shifts away from conventional news.
Give Holt his due. He arrived after scandals took down his predecessor. Rivals became periodically consumed in political controversies. Most recently, President Trump's attacks on ABC anchor David Muir over last fall's presidential debate with former Vice President Kamala Harris. CBS's Nora O'Donnell left after 5 years anchoring the evening news. Their refashioned replacement with a pair of anchors has quickly lost viewers and has come under internal criticism for not being newsy enough. The three big networks together draw about 20 million viewers each night during a busy news period, a small fraction of which are under the age of 55. NBC has not yet announced plans for Holt's replacement. David Folkenflik, NPR News.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 33 points to end the day at 43,461. The NASDAQ closed down 237 points or 1.2%. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, working to develop and share practices that can improve learning and enrichment for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, north winds 15 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, northwest winds 15 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 4 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Port Hyde to Nelson Lagoon, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. And Tuesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today cloudy, a chance of snow in the morning, then a chance of snow in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s, variable winds 10 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Lows in the 20s to 30s, light winds. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers. Highs in the upper 20s to upper 30s, light winds. Your tide predictions for the Pop-Off Island. There was a high tide at 1:01 a.m. at 5 foot 3 inches. A low at 5:15 a.m. at 4 foot 3 inches. A high at 11:03 a.m. at 7 foot 1 inch. And a low tonight at 6:35, a minus tide of 2 inches. Your sun rose at 8:42 this morning, and your sun will set at 7:08, giving us 10 hours and 21 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB.
Yeah.
I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
I came in a little bit early there. We have ABBA next and Happy New Year, then Talking Heads with Mind. After that, Grateful Dead with West L.A. Fadeaway.
Down. sometimes I see all the brave new world arise, and I see how it thrives in the ashes of our lives. Oh yes, man is a fool, and he thinks he'll be okay, dragging on free to play, never knowing he's a stray. Keeps on going anyway. Happy New Year.
Job hauling was for the mob. You know the pay was pathetic. It's a shame those boys couldn't be more copacetic. I meet a West L.A. girl, already know what I need to know. I meet a West L.A. girl, already know what I need to know. Name, address, and phone number, Lord, just how far to go. Still they fade away. Where still they fade away. Little red light on the highway. Big green light on the speedway. Still they fade away.
Up next, we have a little Sheena Easton with I Wouldn't Beg for Water. And then one of my all-time favorite bands for that Caribbean sound, Gloria Estefan, the Miami Sound Machine with Rhythm Is Gonna Get You, and then Boston with Floor Play Long Time.
I wouldn't beg for water. I'm not afraid to die. This is Dmitry Filimonov, President and CEO of the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
Over the last 5 years, APIA's Tribal Child Support Program has collected and distributed nearly $1.5 million, with 100% of those funds going to parents raising our next generation. We offer flexible and holistic case management to families. All residents of the Regional 10 communities are eligible for this alternative to state child support. To apply, please go to apiai.org or call 1-800-478-2742.
Remember, if you are in Anchorage, please come visit the Unangamulla, home of the Aleuts. Unangam, Atakan, Akun, we are one.
This message brought to you by the Aleutian Pribilof Islands Association.
You're tuned into KSDP 830 AM, Sandpoint, 88.1 FM, K201DA, King Cove, Alaska.
Yeah, the sky's ablaze is next, and that's by Was, Not Was. Then we have The Cure with Hot, Hot, Hot. After that, a little bit of the Go-Go's with How Much More.
My father used to take a drink or two when I was young. It was then hallucinations always dangled from his tongue. The sky's ablaze with ladies' legs, he used to say. They're kicking from the clouds. Shoes fall through the morning haze and splat like eggs amongst the crowds. Can you see them, son? My father asked. Now they're dancing plain as day. His eyes were rolling fiercely. There was little I could say. How can you go on, I'd like to ask? How can you bear the night? Instead, I hold my tongue, because I know we'd only fight. The sky's ablaze with ladies' legs, he'd say. They're kicking from the clouds. Shoes fall through the morning haze and splat like eggs amongst the crowds. See it, boy. The sky's ablaze with ladies' legs, he'd say. They're kicking from the clouds. Shoes fall through the morning haze and splat like eggs amongst the crowds. Can you see it, boy? The sky's ablaze with ladies' legs, he'd say. They're kicking from the clouds. Shoes fall through the morning haze and splat like eggs amongst the crowds. See it, boy.
We'll be right back. Mexico, yeah.